I was really looking forward to seeing this film, Moonlight, and I just realized it was on my Amazon Prime subscription. It had won all kind of awards last year at the Academy Awards, and so it was a lot of hype for it. I knew it had something to do with a gay romance or something. I wasn't sure. I didn't really know. This was a really fascinating story at the beginning. It tells the story of a little boy named Rone. And he comes from a single parent who's a drug addict. And the kid is bullied because apparently he's gay. All the other kids make fun of him. He sort of befriends a man, felt sorry for him, and kind of befriended him. And that was played by Mahershala. I forget his last name, but the coolest name in Hollywood is Mahershala, right? Anyway, I was looking forward to seeing what his role in this film was going to be all about. So they develop a little bit of a relationship. The mom disdained him and didn't like Mahershala. It kind of showed that the film was split into three acts. This was in the first act. By the time the first act ended, they introduced some friends for the boy, Chiron. Mahershala, this was the last scene or the last part of the movie that he would be in. And I really expected Chiron to grow up and to see his character again, but that never happened. Scene two, we fast forward. So Chiron was just a little boy in act one. In act two, Chiron was a teenager in the late teen. And you're kind of pulling for Chiron through this film. You really want him to be able to break out of where he lives, is like in the hood with drug affected areas. And his mom was just like a total crack addict. As he was growing to a teenager, he was still being bullied by the kids in school. He kind of developed a homosexual relationship with one of his friends in school. Basically, they showed a single sex scene, what amounted to, like, they didn't have sex, but it was a sexual act, let's put it that way. I guess that was the first time that Chiron's character had ever been involved with someone, with anyone. That's kind of how the second act went. Not a whole lot happened in the second act. You're kind of wondering what's going to happen. What kind of friends? Is he going to finally stick up for himself? The whole time, Chiron, he's very quiet. He doesn't talk a lot. Two or three words you can get out of him, and that's it. So that's what kind of held it. And the music, I thought the music kind of reminded me a lot of this last film I watched, which was The Killing of the Sacred Deer. In fact, I was looking it up to make sure if they were directed by the same person, but they weren't. Which brings us to the third act. So when you go from the second act to the third act, Chiron is fully grown and a complete transformation, looks nothing like he used to look. They kind of transition it by when he got beat up in the second act, he would go and put his face in a bunch of ice, in a bowl of ice. And then on this one, they show him in his face in the ice, and I guess he still does that, but now he's a full grown, he's beefed up, like he works out, he's like a totally different, like he went from Conan being skinny to being this big, big guy, but he's also completely thugged out with chains and grill on top and bottom of his teeth. And now he moved to Atlanta. I forgot to mention the reason why he moved to Atlanta was at the end of Act 2. After being bullied, he was like, I ain't taking this no more. He went into class and picked up a chair and just busted it over the guy who was bullying him. And he ended up going to jail, or the police took him away. Then he went to Atlanta. I guess they were in Florida before that. He finished growing up in Atlanta. And now he's a drug dealer. He's driving this car. It was a really nice car with these 20-inch rims or 22-inch rims, kind of gangster style and everything. And you're thinking, is there any part of him left that's innocent, or is there any part of that Chiron that was a kid who was a good little kid just trying to grow up? They show a scene where he goes to see his mom now, who's in a nursing home, who's recovering from her addiction. He gives her a hug, and that was a little bit like of an emotional point. And then out of the blue, he gets a call from his friend that he had that relationship with in high school. So that's what this third act is about. He goes to see that friend, and he drives to wherever that friend is. And the friend's now a cook, so he goes to that diner, and they strike up a conversation where Chiron doesn't talk a lot, but the kid is now an adult, and he has a wife and a kid, and he shows them. But Chiron mentions that, he's like, why you call me? He's like, and he says to him, it's been 10 years since they last seen each other. And he's like, I just wanted to see what you've been up to or whatever. And he's like, no, man, why'd you call me? And then Chiron tells him, you're the only person that's ever touched me. You're the only one in my life that's ever touched me. In a way, that's kind of sad. This is while they're having a conversation in the diner. From there, they cut to a scene. I don't know where they were, but it wasn't at the diner. And he's kind of hugging him. The friend is kind of hugging Chiron. And it's like, I guess it's a complex story, but he kind of was craving that intimacy, I think, a little bit. They didn't make him out to be a complete thug. You don't know, but he was a drug dealer. He was doing well for himself. You don't get that far without probably banging some heads. I don't know. But in the background, he just wanted to be friends. He just needed some affection from his friend. Now, they didn't show anything after that. So kind of right after that, the credits rolled and Moonlight ended. To me, it was an incomplete story. It didn't develop Chiron's character to the degree that I was interested in. There's no way I would give this a 5-star rating. It might be elevated to the 4-star. I thought it was an interesting story. That's probably what I would do. I will rate this as a 4-star. It captivated me enough. It told the story of him growing up into becoming this adult. I wanted more in the end. That's why I definitely can't go to 5 stars. That's Moonlight.